I went and touched the bare leg of the girl with no name. It was cold. I looked over at Yvette and the sorry girl. They were sleeping. Yvette was muttering in her sleep. I started to walk over to Yvette's bed to wake her, but my foot slipped on something wet. I knelt down and touched it. It was urine. It was as cold as the painted concrete floor. A puddle of it had collected underneath the girl with no name. I looked up and I saw a single drop of urine hang from the big toe of her bare foot, then sparkle as it fell to the floor. I stood up quickly. I felt so depressed about the urine. I did not want to wake up the other girls because they would see it too, and then we would all be seeing it, and then none of us could deny it. I do not know why the small puddle of urine made me start to cry. I do not know why the mind chooses these small things to break itself on. I went over to the bed that the girl with no name had been sleeping on, and I picked up her t-shirt. I was going to go back and use the t-shirt to wipe up the urine, but then I saw the see-through plastic bag of documents on the end of the bed. I opened it and started to read the story of the girl with no name. The men came and they... That was how all of our stories started. I was still crying, and it was difficult to read in the dim light from the moon. I put the girl's documents back down on the bed, and I closed the bag carefully. I held it tightly in my hands. I was thinking, I could take this girl's story for my own. I could take these documents, and I could take this story with its official red stamp at the end of it that tells everyone it is true. Maybe I can win my asylum case with these papers. I thought about it for 1 minute, but while I held the girl's story in my hands, the squeaking of her chain seemed to get louder, and I had to drop her story back down on the bed because I knew how it ended. A story is a powerful thing in my country, and God help the girl who takes one that is not her own. So I left it on the girl's bed, every word of it, including the paper clips and all the photographs of the scar tissue and the names of the missing daughters, and all of the red ink that said this was confirmed.